sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hey, everyone. I am excited to be back here today on this segment of Sex and Happiness. Now, I want to know what you can say to yourself about the messages that you give to your body. Do you tell your body you love it on a regular basis? Do you tell your organs and your limbs that you love and appreciate them for what they do for you? Do you say things like, you're going to live a long time? Or do you say things like, my eyes are going to go, then my hips are going to go, they're going to need replacing, and my knees are going to need replacement. And then in this decade, I'm going to feel like this, and in this decade, I'm going to feel like that. Are those the kinds of things that you say to yourself? Just think about it. Consider what you say about everything going on in your body. My guest today is someone who's the first generation of physically immortal beings. He's a person who was born from two people who believe and live life in a physically immortal way, as if they will live forever. And he's somebody who received that knowledge internally through his cells from them, and also externally, of course, by speaking with them. He's Kevin Brown, and he's an international DJ. He's known throughout the U.S. for his amazing DJ playing, and also in Israel and Europe. And he's with us today to talk about how living forever can possibly affect your happiness and certainly your sex life. So it's my pleasure to have Kevin Brown on the show today. Kevin, hi.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to have you. I we can go so many places with this, Kevin. I really want to, I want to talk a little bit about how being born into a family of physically immortal beings has affected your sex and happiness, because I know that some of the time it's been a little bit rocky for you, and then how, you know, later on we'll talk a little bit of how it's really affected how vital you are as a human being. I really want the listeners to know that it's so important how they appreciate life and how they appreciate themselves, and that everything they say to themselves and everything they do for themselves affects their sex and happiness. And certainly their life. So how was it to be born into a physically immortal family?
Wow. Well, it was it was normal for me. Then I realized from everybody else it wasn't normal.
Right. You mean, so like when you were a kid, about what age do you feel that you learned that other people were different from you, or you were different from them?
When I started going to school, when I started attending grade school, I knew right away from kindergarten on.
And how were you different?
Well, I just realized that, you know, just my interaction with people was different. But more than anything, I realized that, you know, not everybody had the same feelings and belief system I had. I learned that really quickly, just because, you know, I had never really been brought up with religion or, you know, any kind of indoctrination as far as that kind of belief system. I was just brought up to believe in myself and in my own destiny, not really, you know, believing that someone else was in control of my life and my world. And then when all the other little kid started talking about God, you know, I was very interested, because I just, I hadn't had that in my life. I had been brought up, you know, knowing that I was pretty much in control of my existence.
It's what you're pointing out here is amazing. I know that it really interested you because I've heard you speak about Eastern philosophies. I've heard you speak about Christianity and Judaism. You're no stranger to religion or religious doctrine or knowledge, because it sounds like this, the difference between you and the other kids, sent you on some kind of a quest.
Yeah, I mean, totally. I mean, well, Chuck, I mean, the more I, in years I grew, Chuck was always, my father, Charles, was always, delving in. He's kind of a theologian, you know. I mean, he knows a lot about all the different religions and belief systems. And so he had books just lying around all the time that I could check out. And, I got really interested in it, and because I wanted to know, what else was out there. And so I even tried to cross over to the other side a couple of times. just to want to fit in, you know. Even when
sure.
I was a kid, I would come home and tell my mom, oh, I saw God in a tree, and he talked to me, and, it was all, of course, me making stuff up, but
yeah.
I wanted so bad to experience what all the other kids were experiencing that, I kind of even, tried to make up some of my own fantasy worlds to want to fit in, but it never worked for me.
Yeah, I just want people, I want to let everybody know that Chuck, who you're referring to, Charles Brown and Bernadine and James Stroll, have been my guests before a number of times on my previous show, Tantra Cafe, which is archived at tantracafe.com. So if anybody wants to hear about physical immortality from them, the creators, certainly there are a number of shows, maybe three shows for them to select from. And you are the offspring. You are the offspring of this group of people. And the thing is, did they give you freedom with your body? I mean, would you say you were a happy kid, or would you say that this set you so apart that it affects your happiness in a negative way?
I was an extremely happy kid until I started going to school.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say that, but it just, I just got, kids grow up with, their parents, and they're usually, when you're young, your belief systems are your parents' belief systems. And you don't even know why. You just believe it because mommy and daddy believe it, and you're supposed to. So, that was the experience with other kids. So they thought I was crazy, of course, when I would speak about, physical immortality and
they would say things to you like, everybody's got to die. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, that was later on in life. But, they would just and then I would get into little debates all the time. I would get into debates with the teachers. So I became kind of a little bit of a problem situation in my grade schools, the more I was involved in what I felt, and the more I was getting a different, vibe from the kids in school and just the teachers. They would make statements all the time in class that I didn't agree with, and they would ask us questions, and of course I'm going to raise my hand, and I would disagree a lot with what the teachers were saying about having to die, and everybody dies someday, and or believing in God. And back then, when I was in grade school, the teachers were more, into,
Did you pray in school?
They were into their agendas more. Yeah, they all had an agenda, and a lot of them had a religious agenda. So they would try and enforce that on the kids.
I see. Well, but Kevin, the point we're making here, a lot of people grew up in more, in quotes, normal families, and they're screwed up sexually and happiness-wise.
I mean, oh, yeah, totally.
I'm trying to determine here in the show, like, if coming to physical immortality, like, for me, I can say I found physical immortality. That's how I found you. That's how I found them. And it's now my life. And I'm happier than ever. But obviously I'm an adult I'm formed. I had my unhappinesses, and I had my sexual dualities, and I had duality in my body. You know, I had doubt about myself, and I never felt properly raised. But I guess in that respect, you're kind of normal. They raised you different and probably properly in some ways, but you as a kid had no way of knowing that.
Yeah, no, I didn't know at the time. I just thought it was natural, you know? I mean, you know, I used to just walk around the house nude all the time. I had no insecurity around my body whatsoever. And that they were really, it was all open for us to do that in the house. Everybody walked around the house nude sometimes. You didn't rush to close your door or put your clothes on so that no one would see what was happening. I did that, you know, when I got into puberty, I started to do that, you know, just because you get kind of self-conscious.
Yeah.
And certain changes start to happen. But no, when I was young, man, it was all, you know, game on just to be totally comfortable with your body and who you are and to see the beauty of it, not to be, you know, not to hide who you are, be ashamed of who you are.
Right.
And you know, my parents spoke to me about sex at a very, very young age.
Okay, we're going to take a little break here now, but when we come back, that's the kind of stuff I want to talk about. You know, like, how did they speak to you about it, and how did that affect you, and how might it affect other people if they speak directly to their children, and what it might be like if they started really honoring the body. That's it. That's really it. So we'll be right back. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. My guest today is Kevin Brown, and he is a first-generation physically immortal person, physically immortal being, and we're going to be talking some more about how he was raised in terms of his body, in terms of the comfort, and how he is today. So stay tuned.
Wondering what book you should read to jumpstart your sex life and increase your happiness? Try my book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by me, Laurie Handlers. This short, easy-to-read book will make you laugh at yourself, and it may possibly make you cry as you discover my tantric secrets for happiness and how they apply to you. In the book, I begin with the 10th law, make love in the unknown, and then I work you all the way through laws 1 through 9 to teach you how to be in the unknown, fresh, every moment of every day of your life. Sex and Happiness puts the innocence and love back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. It's only $19.99 in paperback and $14.99 ebook. Go to sexandhappiness.com to order your copy of Sex and Happiness by me, Laurie Handlers, the host of Tantra Cafe.
Well, we're back, and I want to remind you that in April 29th to May 1st is the 10th anniversary of the Sexuality Consciousness Conference being held in Sedona, Arizona. Please go to schooloftemplearts.com for more information to find out how you can participate. At the special 10th anniversary, the featured guest is Montauk Chia. He's a master of Taoist sexual cultivation and techniques. Don't miss this conference, Sedona, Arizona, April 29th to May 1st. Go to schooloftemplearts.com. Are you in pain or unable to sleep? Ever hear about how the body needs glutathione? Could you use a boost of energy in your life? Try LifeWave patches. There are a variety of patches to choose from, each one of them like a small Band-Aid designed to help your body with the challenges of life, from lifestyle or simply not getting enough of what the body needs. Go to LifeWave for Pets and People on Facebook to find out more or to hear Suzanne Summers' interview with Dr. David Schmidt about how he developed the patches and how they reduce stress. Or call Valerie at 714-928-6399. That's 714-928-6399 to find out how you can order your patches or consider becoming an independent LifeWave distributor. Well, we're back with Sex and Happiness. My guest today is DJ Kevin Brown. Kevin is an internationally known DJ. He does mixes that are not to be believed. They can only be experienced. And we're talking about how it was to grow up as someone honoring the body, someone allowed to walk around nude in their house, someone whose family valued the body above and beyond. How did that affect his sex and happiness? And how could that affect your sex and happiness if you raised your children more like Kevin was raised? Let's find out. So, Kevin, we ended at the last segment just at talking about how that was. You said you had no hang-ups about your body. You had no inhibitions, like you didn't feel like your body was something weird or gross or anything like that. How was that? That must have been different from the other kids, too.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I felt a total freedom of my body in every way. And, I guess even that involvement, or that upbringing, it did filter into every aspect of my life because I felt, definitely more free and confident. I didn't have any sexual hangups, even going into my teens. I had no hangups. I was very open, even felt kind of an androgyny of my person because just I was also brought up to respect the male and female forms. So, and to see the beauty of them beyond even sex. So I think that also had a big, factor in how I, viewed sexuality. I saw it as a beautiful thing, not something I needed to hide or, do in the dark corners. So when I did start interacting sexually with people, I found out that I was more free than the people that I would have sexual experiences with. So that was interesting.
I was going to ask you that, like, how did it feel for a person, a physically immortal person, to have sexual encounters with mere mortals who were probably hung up, and wanted to hide and keep closed and turn the lights off?
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of that, actually. And it was very interesting because I was, someone who was into the beauty of the body and viewing the body. So when people would be uncomfortable in those kind of situations, I would immediately stop and just have to talk about it, and say, hey, this is not, that's not the feeling I have. And that's not how I approach, intimacy with people. So a lot of times, sometimes it was uncomfortable for not just the other people, but for me as well. I almost started to get self-conscious sometimes of the openness I had in my body, but I had to go beyond that. But sometimes it was difficult.
Well, you couldn't change. I mean, it occurs to me, I've always felt a comfort in my body pretty much. Mm-hmm. Not because I got that from my parents. that didn't come from anywhere that I know. I mean, I really encourage parents to get over their hang-ups. When I work with them, their hang-ups about their own bodies and their hang-ups about viewing their bodies as something, anything other than sacred. And I encourage them to share that with their children and certainly their teenagers. But I don't know where I got that from. And I know that anybody that I've ever been with in an intimate way that felt hung up about their body, I couldn't change them.
Yeah, that was usually the case. I mean, unfortunately, that's why, yeah, I would just, so many people that I were involved with were just suppressed a lot sexually. They'd be suppressed. I don't know if it was from their religious upbringing or just their family upbringing and the insecurities or whatever, or the limits in their own parents that caused them to be that way. Maybe to think that they were ashamed of their bodies or ashamed of sex.
Or ashamed to want to have sex.
Like, exactly. People,
there's huge shame around, there used to be only for women that, or predominantly for women, but I think it's shifted just as much. I think that's why porno and on the internet, and by the way, I don't have anything against porno. I grew out of that, but, I think internet sex is so huge because people still are so ashamed, men and women, of what their sexual desires are, what their fetishes are, what their fantasies are, that the internet has made it possible for them to do all kinds of things and not have to deal with another person.
Oh, yeah, exactly. They can live out their fantasies in that way. And, they still hide a lot in it, but yeah, people feel more comfortable to do that, I think. And, which brings me to the fact that, people think that viewing sex and viewing, people having sex or any kind of alternative sexual lifestyle. They think that's what corrupts people, and it's just the opposite. It's the suppression of those emotions in people that causes them to come out in ugly and you know, not so pleasant ways.
So by suppression, we mean like telling people that the body's a bad thing, telling people that their sexual desires are sin, the kinds of things, the religious overtones that we've been...
Oh, totally. I mean, that's what I think has caused a lot of the sexual suppression in the United States has been, you know, religion for one thing has totally... But it's also just people's insecurities and fears and, you know, fears of being left. And, I mean, that's where jealousy comes from, not feeling good about themselves. So they don't want, you know, they don't want someone to see somebody else's beauty, especially their lover or someone that they're involved with in a relationship. If they, you know, that's why a lot of guys, you know, as far as men go, they all think it in their head how beautiful women are, but they're never going to say it in front of their girlfriend or their wife just because, you know, they don't want to those people to be insecure. But all men feel that way, and they all do suppress that emotion inside their body constantly.
So the attraction, they're not allowed to say it.
Right.
They're just not allowed to say that they could possibly have an attraction or they think that somebody else is beautiful. And I, you know, and then if they say they think someone's beautiful, like a movie star or, you know, we're watching TV or the Academy Awards and a movie star comes out, we think the man will say, oh, I think she's so beautiful. And the woman will say, more, better than me?
Right, exactly.
And then they start worrying about that they don't look, they don't measure up to Cameron Diaz or J-Lo or whoever.
Right, yeah. And, you know, and of course everybody's been pushed on, you know, what beauty really is. You know, especially the American public, I think they have more of a image of what beauty is supposed to be than a lot of the rest of the world. And they have this image about, you know, the skinny, perfect woman or the, you know, the tall, built, you know, man. These are the images of what true beauty is, you know. And a lot of times these people are, it's not beauty. It's all an image. A lot of these people aren't even healthy, you know, inside. They might look good on the outside, but on the inside they're all tormented just like everyone else. And I think one of the things that I've had in my life, I think to even experience the freedom in sexuality is just the freedom of my own thoughts and my own desires and the freedom to, you know, to be open and unlimited in every way has helped with my sexuality.
So good. So good. We're gonna stop there on that thought for a second. We're gonna talk about that again when we come back, the freedom to be unlimited in your own feelings, in your own body, in your own thoughts in every single way. When we return, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Hamlers, your host. And you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter, Laurie Hamlers, either place. My guest today is Kevin Brown, and we're talking about how physical immortality, the possibility of living forever, could affect your sex and happiness, and also how it is to be brought up free and what you might glean from that in terms of raising your own children, your own teens. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wished for an end to pests in and around your home, around your office? Stop paying for dangerous chemicals that can harm your children, your pets, and your clients. Today in Arizona and Florida, an environmentally responsible pest control company named Ladybug has set up shop to provide natural and organic pest control services. Ladybug can help you stop even the most persistent, nastiest bugs with green, organic products that are friendly to people and pets. In addition, there are franchise opportunities in Arizona, Florida, and throughout the USA. To learn more about Ladybug's home-friendly and earth-smart green pest control services, visit the Ladybug website at ladybugcorp.com or call us at 561-276-7600. Ladybug guarantees you another eco-friendly, pest-free day, naturally.
Well, we're back with Sex and Happiness, and I want to let you know that my film, the film that I star in, the documentary about me taking a group of people to India looking for spiritual enlightenment called Tantric Tourists, you can purchase it now. It's the first time, actually. It's just been a month that you could purchase the DVD. You can purchase it at one of two places. You can go to Facebook fan page and then click the links there. Of course, on the Facebook fan page, you can find different clips of the film, some very funny pieces. The film itself is hysterical. Or you can go to www.createspace.com/275672. That's 275672 at createspace.com, where you can order it for only $19.99. That's a special discount for people who go to that website. So please do it. Also, my new newsletter, and which announces my upcoming seminars, is available to you if you write to me at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. If you want to be included in my newsletter to find out about my upcoming teleseminars, please write me. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com. Of course, you can write me fan letters there. I have an upcoming teleseminar coming out on expanded orgasm and female ejaculation. And I know many of you want to know about that. We're actually going to, at some point, do a whole group practice where everybody's having and practicing female ejaculation on a teleseminar at the same time. Woohoo! So get onto my newsletter. Write to me at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. Okay, we're back with Kevin Brown, and we were just talking about how growing up free of the images, growing up that free of suppression in the body, that you feel good about your body, that you're told your body is beautiful, that you're adored for your physicality, changes things. And I want people to really get that. That's what I want the message. I want this message to go out to you. So, Kevin, tell us a little bit more about that you were just starting to say about how you felt, how that you were felt free in all of your thinking and all of this physicality from the way that you were raised.
Yeah, well, I think to be totally free sexually, you need to be totally free in your thinking and totally free in just the movement, the physical movement of your body that you make on a daily basis. And I feel unlimited because I don't think there is a limit for me. You know, like a lot of people when they have sex, you know, it's instinctual for a lot of people just because they go with the genetic encoding in the DNA, which is to procreate. So a lot of times people are almost like animals, you know, they interact at almost like, you know, being in heat type kind of situation. You know, that's their drive. That's the sex drive. But that's a very almost primitive genetic function. And sometimes people get that, you know, misconstrued with an actual being sexually alive. They look for that drive instead of just feeling sexual all the time. And I think feeling sexual all the time is the true state of being for human beings, and because that's an aliveness. And when you're alive, all the glands, all the blood's pumping through your whole body. So that's, you know, an easily part of, you know, the sexual organs are just like any other organ, and if you don't use it, you lose it.
But I don't know how many of my listeners know this. I feel that people should brush their teeth, have an orgasm. Brush their teeth, have an orgasm. Like, I think that people should, just like they brush their teeth every day, once or twice a day, sometimes three, I think they should have that many orgasms every day, because just what you're saying, the blood, they're alive, they're pumping their blood, they're sending oxygen to their cells, they're sending messages of self-love to every cell and every atom and molecule in the body when they take the time to pleasure themselves and really feel good about it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And, you know, I mean, I just, you know, have incorporated that into every aspect of my life. You know, just the whole feeling that kind of, you know, unlimited existence. I don't see an end for myself. Therefore, I don't see an end for anything that I do, which would include sex.
No, that's great. This is great. Now, I just want to go back, though. I mean, you went through some struggling times.
Yes.
You know, you went through some challenging times, like self-doubt and quite, like you were brought up with not that, but it seems like maybe all teenagers or more, all young adults go through some questioning
yeah.
of themselves. And well, like, how did you come out of that? How did you, because that's, it's not so much how did you get into that, because I think it's easy for everyone. I think this has been my experience. When I've told people about a great thing, like I tell people about physical immortality and everybody, and not that many people join me in a great thing. But if I said to people, boy, I know a new drug, you know, or I know a new way to self-destruct, most people would follow me. They'd go, yeah, let's do that. What is that? What are your feelings about that?
Well, I think a lot of that has to do just because people think there's an end and they want to get in as much as they can before they're, you know, before they...
They're calling David.
Before they expire, you know what I mean? They want to... Yeah. They want, because they do think that you can only do so much. I mean, people think you can only have sex for so long in your lifespan. People think you can only enjoy certain things. You know, they have expiration dates on everything. You know, you go to clubs to meet people when you're young. Well, that expires later on in life because you're only supposed to go out and enjoy yourself when you're trying to meet someone. You know, there's all these different expiration dates put on functions in everyday life because of that limitation on being around for, you know, if you're lucky, 80 years. So I think that all those things are going to limit everything in your life. So then when someone brings up something maybe that's not positive for you, but it could be fun, people want to do that because they think, well, I'm going to die anyway, so let's go for it. And what you were asking me before, and my experience was, as a teenager, I got heavily influenced by people around me. I wanted to see what else was out there, you know, because I thought, well, God, if there's only a handful of us that feel great about it, that want to be physically immortal, what's the problem here? Why the rest of the world is still on this path of death-oriented society? So I dove headfirst into that, you know. I experienced both worlds pretty hardcore.
It's great that you did, Kevin. I mean, it's really... it's a testimonial to who you are. It's great that you rebelled, or you went to explore for yourself and came up with the same, you know, with the basic conclusion or the basic tenets that it is possible to live forever. You want to live forever, and you're going to treat your body well. You got yourself away from experimenting with all kinds of things so that you could be well. And just the things I opened with, the things in the show, like saying I love you to my body, saying I'm gonna stick around. I'm not saying to my body, oh, this is going to break. And I'm going to have it replaced by science.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I think the reason, you know, we break is because of that abuse, of that, you know, that defect in our bodies of thinking that we only have so much time. You're more liable, well, if it's all going to end anyway, you know, it becomes kind of the nihilistic viewpoint that, well, if it's going to end anyway, who cares if I go out and, you know, lose myself or if I go out and abuse myself in certain ways, you know, people don't think that too much about that because they're not invested in themselves and not invested in being here forever. You know, so that can take its toll on people. But I went out there and I experienced everything. You know, I've done everything sexually. I've done everything you can probably imagine. And just because I wanted to see, but I just got, it was all empty for me after a while because I just felt the separation in all of it. Felt the separation with people. You know, they were more into their own ideas, or they were more into their own lone identity. So it was all kind of empty in the end, the experiences that I had in the world. And I just realized, well, I want something more. You know, I wanted togetherness with people that lasts forever. It isn't about, you know, that's not limited and only here for a little while. And then you don't see those people ever again. You have these deep amazing experiences with people, and then, you know, a month later it's over.
When I want to explore that. When you say lone identity, you know, what do you mean by that?
Well, I think people are lone identities in sex as well. I mean, I don't think, like, there, it's almost sometimes, you know, just the get off atmosphere, just to get the satisfaction, just to get satisfied.
Oh, or the release. You know, there was something, I saw something on Facebook today where it's a clip, a video clip, where a woman is actually telling other women how to make the man they're having sex with pay attention to them. Like, while they're having sex.
Right.
So.
That's crazy, but it's true, you know?
Yeah, women become, yeah, people become the vehicles for other people's release. And, yeah, the, and like for women, some women are depositories for men's sperm, not necessarily like doing anything or going anywhere. And men become the, you know, the live dildo of, you know, some women's fantasies, and that's all they're doing. They're just getting off with each other, and there's no connection.
Totally. And I think that a lot of reason that is just because we have not embraced our androgyny, the androgynous feeling in our bodies. You know, until men can realize that they're in love with their, and that they're actually in love with their own penis, you know, until they can realize that, they're not going to be able to feel the beauty of their own body. It's crazy, but most guys, they don't want to see that, you know, and most guys touch themselves. Most guys have masturbated their whole life, you know?
Right.
But they haven't really done it with the feeling.
With love, right. They haven't done it with love. It's more of a, like, I have to get this over with. I have to hurry. I might be caught, but I'm addicted to the feeling of letting go of the release. Yeah. So I've got to do it.
Right, and it goes back to that, just that instinctual thing of needing to get off and needing to
procreate.
Exactly, procreate and get over the feeling, and, you know, whatever, and then after that they feel bad about it, and that's just not a freedom, man. I mean, to really feel your orgasms, to really feel your body, to really be in touch with who you are is such a great experience.
Yes.
You know, and to have that with another person, is even more amazing, but you have to be able to feel the female body. You have to be able to experience the femininity of your own form.
We're actually going to stop there, and we're going to get back into this in our final segment, because I think we're coming to the point here of really the bottom line, what it is to feel the forms within ourselves. So stay tuned. I'm speaking today with Kevin Brown, who's telling us a different whole look at what it is to be sexual, and sex and happiness, actually. And so we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Many times you've heard my guests and me discuss emotional release techniques. Now you can do emotional release work in the privacy of your own home. In my CD, Shamanic Release in Lottie Han, I create a very, very safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work I'm known for in my Tantra courses. First, I set you up with the proper positioning and breathing, and then I guide you through emotional states to the beat of tribal African rhythms. Try this CD as an easy way to do your personal clearing work on a regular basis and watch your relationships walk free from emotional baggage. You can order my CD at butterflyworkshops.com. for only $20. I believe you're worth it. I hope you do. Go to butterflyworkshops.com and get your copy now. And walk free from emotional baggage.
Well, we're back now with Sex and Happiness. And my questions for you are, has weight loss been difficult or impossible? Have you tried a lifetime of diets and you're still overweight? Have you tried all the fad diets and supplements and you're still overweight? Have you suffered through a diet and lost weight only to gain it back, plus more, in a fraction of the time it took to take it off? If you've suffered any of these things I'm talking about, go to hormonenurse.com. That's hormonenurse.com, H-O-R-M-O-N-E, nurse.com. And find out how you can get on HCG and lose weight easily, rapidly, and suffering-free. Go to hormonenurse.com. And why I can tell you about it is because I've done it. And it's just the easiest, most amazing process for weight loss that I know of. Go to hormonenurse.com. Okay, we're back. I'm back with Kevin Brown. And Kevin was just at the crux of talking about feeling his own form, his masculine form, being in love with his own body, being able to really highly regard his own body, and then how that is to be a man, like really loving yourself. And now we just touched on how it is to also feel the female form, what it is to really love the feminine form. So, Kevin, we had to stop there, but I want to hear what you have to say about that.
Well, I think that, you know, for me, it's you have to really feel, you know, the male and female in your own body. And because, I mean, to me, to be able to even touch a woman and appreciate a woman for who she is, you have to be in touch with your feminine side inside you. But the same with the female. She has to be in touch with her masculine side, you know? I mean, sometimes we do want to have that and to feel free in every move, in every aspect of your sexuality. I mean, sometimes we want to have that deep, intimate, lovemaking, you know, feeling touch. And sometimes we want to have that, what I call kind of, you know, animal sex. I don't know what other way to place it, you know, the instinctual kind of just, you know, crazy stuff. I mean, it's all there for a reason. But if we're not in touch with each other's bodies, then it can become an abuse in the end because we're not really feeling what those people need in that moment, you know? But I think you have to experience it all, and I think it's all there for a reason. I think the masculine and the feminine in sexuality has to be experienced by both male and female. It's not just one or the other, that we have to be totally in touch with that. And then we have amazing sex, and then sex can be experienced in many different ways, in many different forms, and all those can be embraced and appreciated for what they are. But I think we have to, each person has to get in touch with that, like I said, an androgynous zone in their own person to experience that kind of touch on themselves. And then they can have that for other people.
I kind of translate a little bit. Like with my students, I translate that into feeling the masculine within, feeling the feminine within, actually having experience of both, and then not being hung up about it, one or the other, you know, being stuck there, but also being able to play it. Like I tell people to play their polarities sometimes to experience being the nth degree of female, or being the nth degree of male, but as a playing, not being like, not being stuck there, like being stuck as a bitch or being stuck as a dog. But
I talk a
lot about what they say in the music today. A lot of people, you know, talk about people with such disrespect, and so it's not really that I want people to get stuck in that, but I want them to be able to have fun and play at.
Yeah.
Being the ultimate masculine or the ultimate feminine. But I know myself as a woman, I can be the ultimate masculine. I've certainly been that in the corporate world.
Right.
You know, I'm very, very comfortable with my masculine aspect. And I actually was less comfortable with my feminine aspect. And now I'm very comfortable with that too.
Yeah, see, that's great.
Yeah, to be able to like play it, like be able to have some fun.
I mean, oh yeah, you have to. It's all about the joy, really. When it comes down to it, it's all about the joy and that freedom, you know, of movement in our life. But I think that you have to see that there's no end for yourself to really experience the unlimited potential, even in sexuality.
This is a big point here.
If you think there's an end, you're never going to totally experience the unlimited expansion in your own sexuality. It's just I don't see it as possible, to be honest.
But I think it's what you're saying is because, you know, in there's a French expression about sex, or about, it's actually not about sex, it's about the moment of orgasm. It's called le petit mort, which is the small death, translated, you know, directly from French. I mean, it's an idiom, but nonetheless, translated directly from French, it means the small death, to have orgasm at the moment of orgasm. And I think what you're talking about is if we feel we're going to die, then we would never totally let go.
Right.
Into a surrender of ecstasy, because we're afraid that we might very much die at that moment.
Yeah. And they're even people are even looking for that climax more than they are looking for the forever feeling, you know? And I think orgasm should be, like you said, should be everyday part of your life, but you should feel that orgasm also. I mean, when I have sex, I feel orgasm pretty much the whole time. Then there's those times when I feel, oh yeah, okay. You have the climax and you're done. But I still feel that energy, you know, inside. I still feel the tingling, and I didn't always have that experience. You know, I used to, before, would have sex and then, you know, okay, it's over. And I didn't keep that feeling inside my body, you know? Now when I have sex, it's such a feeling of, you know, an orgasm through the whole experience. It's not just getting the final climax and then that's it. And then you're going to go, okay, now, you know, I'm going to go take a shower and have dinner. You know what I mean? It's like there's a feeling of a connection still there in my own body, and feeling that life force, that it's just like enhancing my existence, because I don't feel an end, you know? And the more I'm here, I don't know about everybody else, but my sex gets better. You know, and I think that has to do with the mindset, as far as what I feel, is my existence. I don't feel like that I'm coming, you know, I'm 45 and I'm having the best sex I've ever had in my life. So.
That's great. I mean, well, I'm over 60, and I'm having the best sex I've ever had in my life too. So
there you go, and it just, if you're open and you have that experience in your body, it's just, sex is so involved in every other aspect of our life, and that's what people don't realize. They try to make it separate from the rest of our existence, and it's not. It's such an essential part of everyday living.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Kevin, tell us a little bit about how people can find out more about physical immortality, living an unlimited life, living as if there is no end. It's totally contrary to what people have been taught, people have been raised on. It's new. It's like a new concept, and yet it's not a concept. It's something people have to experience. So if people wanted to have this experience, and actually also they could bring their children and raise their children similarly to the way you were raised, to really respect their bodies and really respect themselves, how could they find out more?
Well, the best is to go to the peopleunlimited.com website. There's tons of information about physical immortality up there and our community here in Scottsdale.
Is it People Unlimited, Inc.?
PeopleUnlimitedInc.com, that's right.
PeopleUnlimitedInc.com, they can go there and they can, there are some YouTubes and there are some, there's lots of writing and there's lots of testimonials and things that people can experience.
Yeah, up on Facebook too.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're on Facebook too, so they can check out People Unlimited on Facebook as well.
And then how can they find out more about DJ Kevin Brown?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of ways to find out. You can go to djkevinbrown.com. You can go to SoundCloud/djkevinbrown.com. That's where you can hear all my productions and my DJ mixes. And if you go to facebook.com/djkevinbrown, you can find out about all my events and my future events, where I'm DJing in the world, and just find out, yeah, all the info on me and where I'm going to be performing next.
And do some, for curiosity, do some of your mixes have any things about living forever?
Well, you know, one great thing about the music I play, which is electronic dance music, is that it's kind of a global language, you know. It's the tribal feeling. It's the tribal rhythm. So, I mean, sometimes I incorporate words of physical mortality in some of the stuff I do. Sometimes I incorporate different kind of ethnic chanting and tribal rhythms, because I think that that's, you know, that's the true... you know, dancing and all that is,
it's like the vital life force.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I incorporated a lot of that stuff into my music and even my original productions.
It's great. Really great. Well, Kevin, thanks so much for being my guest today on the show. You certainly add a unique flavor to Sex and Happiness. And,
yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah. And I'm happy to have you in my life, and I'm also happy to be living an unlimited life at this juncture. Wish I had known about y'all when I was 9 or 10 or when I was born, whatever. Right. But I'm glad to be spreading the word now for other people. And also, I think that the message here is, even if they're not going to come and check out physical immortality, the message here is to, like, take the suppression off.
Exactly.
Take the suppression off yourselves. Take the suppression off your kids and have them be breathing, functioning, fully alive people, as fully alive as they can.
That's just it. Fully alive, having that full experience in every aspect.
It's great. Thanks, Kevin. We're signing off today for Sex and Happiness. Please come next time when I'm going to be talking to an authority on domination. A female dominatrix will be joining me, and she'll be talking about how it is that people come to her and why they come and how it could be very enlightening. So tune in next time when my guest is a dominatrix. See you next time.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to make-